Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The verse of the day is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Do you feel rich? An economist by the name of Robert Heilbronner once challenged people to imagine doing the following. Move your family into a building the size of an old tool shed. Have no electricity, no running water, no bathroom. Get rid of all your clothes except for one set. Keep one pair of shoes. Destroy all written material. Toss out all food except for some flour, sugar, and salt, a few potatoes, some onions, and dried beans. Throw away all your investments, pensions, and insurance policies. Reduce your savings to $10. Live about a 3-hour walk away from the nearest clinic, and support your entire family raising crops on a few acres of land. Give a third of your crops to your landlord and a tenth of your crops to your moneylender. If you do that, says Robert Heilbronner, then you'll know how over 1 billion people are living in the world right now. And then, perhaps, you'll realize how rich you really are. Now imagine something else. The world you live in is dark, cynical, senseless. If there is a God, you haven't met him. If there is some grand reason for living, you don't know it. And so you go to work, come home, cash your check on payday, get groceries, watch TV, catch up with the laundry on weekends, take in a ball game with friends, discuss current events, pursue a hobby, vacation during the summer, go to the dentist, go to the doctor, feel your body getting old, put in for retirement, mow your lawn and weed your garden, watch your life get slower and smaller, and then you wait to die, empty, puzzled, and frightened. If you can imagine that, then you can imagine life without Jesus, life without the forgiveness, peace, joy, security, purpose, and certainty of heaven that are yours in your Savior. And then you too can realize how rich you really are. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for all the times I have forgotten how rich I am in you. Empower me by your Spirit. Help me to see what I have with fresh insight. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.